Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There are so many books and movies and songs written about angels. I mentioned a couple last week, Touched by an Angel. Remember that? I used to watch that. Roma Downey or whatever her name was. You know, it's a cute little thing. By the way, did I mention angels don't have wings? I think I mentioned that last week. Okay. Anyway, there's Touched by an Angel. And I remember the one about angels in the outfield. Remember that, Aaron? But some of these movies, they kind of form our thought pattern, what angels are like, okay? Well, don't listen to Hollywood. Don't listen to those who said they've gone to heaven, come back and wrote a book. You know how I feel about that, you know. The Apostle Paul went to the third heaven, and God wouldn't let him utter anything, you know. So I doubt if God would allow anybody else, if he wouldn't let the Apostle Paul talk about the things that he'd seen in heaven. He said, it's unlawful for me to speak of these things. I doubt very seriously that you hear about these books people write. Just recently, some preacher, I saw it, popped on my thing. Some preacher went to heaven. He saw Jesus. He saw the angels. He come back and told his congregation, and people believe that. But anyway, so when we discuss angels in angelology, we want to don't do supposition or what I think. I want to say what the Bible says. Okay, even though we may not understand it all. But thus saith the word. And here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 14, we want to look at the work of angels. And we see it in verse number 14. Listen to verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool? Remember, he's comparing angels to Jesus. In chapter number 1, we went through the book of Hebrews. And what's the key word in the book of Hebrews? Better. He's better than the angels. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than Moses. He's better as you go through. He's better, better, better. And he's talking here in chapter number 1. He's better than the angels. Who else? Which of the angels did he say, hey, sit right next to me, you know? Verse 14. Speaking of angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Now, it's interesting, that word ministering or minister is that same word we get the word deacon from. I'm not going to pronounce it because Doug's in our midst and he's a Greek scholar. I wrote it down, but how you spoke, I'm going to try it. Diakonos. Diakonos. It means deacon. Okay, that's the same word that these angels, not that they're deacons, it's the word though, that they serve. That's what the word diakonos means. It means they serve, they minister. And it says to who? To the saints. Now, a lot of people get some crazy ideas, okay? I have 7 things. I was going to write an 8th one down that I found myself and about angels, but I thought you would get carried away with. Because we have the Bible now, and some of the things that God did in the Old Testament and New Testament, he doesn't have to do them because we have the Word of God. And for instance, in the Old Testament and New Testament, angels actually appeared unto men and told them what they needed to do. Okay? The Old Testament and New Testament. They told them, well, I was going to share with Paul. Get up, out of here, you know. And I'm just, they were doing that in the Old Testament and New Testament. And I was afraid to say something about that, but I already did. They don't appear to us in that manner anymore to tell us, to guide us and to direct us like they did Paul and Elijah and all these other that had encounters with angelic realms. We now have the Word of God, and it's sufficient. By the way, isn't it enough? The Word of God. So, but that was one of the works of the angelic realm. They would actually appear to men and would guide them and would tell them, well, I want you to go. An angel appeared to Paul before the shipwreck. I read a few of them yesterday. Believe it or not, I had a long day yesterday, but still read my Bible, okay? Unlocked this, we had that wedding. And if you didn't have never been to a Haitian wedding, you have missed it. You've missed it. By the way, it was supposed to start at 3. It started at 4. And I tried to get them early. We had the rehearsal. Is this being recorded? It's online. It's going out there now. It's live. Remember? Anyway, I told them we had the rehearsal Friday. The longest, I've done a few Haitian weddings. And the longest it was there was 2 hours before they even began. Are you following? It's supposed to be at a certain time, and 2 hours later they started. So I told the wedding party, I want you walking down the aisle at 3 o'clock. Well, it was 4 o'clock. It wasn't 2 hours, it was 1 o'clock. Okay. But anyway, it was quite a day. And why I went to that, I have no idea. Let's get back on angels. Oh, they show the word in verse number 14. It means to serve. Now turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 2. And remember, just a few weeks ago, we were in chapter number 13, verse number 1, let brotherly love continue. Verse number 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. The word entertain means be hospitable to. Now, again, we have to walk very carefully. Because when people say, I saw an angel, the Bible says unawares. Big difference between being aware and being unawares, okay? So anyway, do you believe this still happens? I do. How this happens, I don't know, because the Bible tells us so, and I just believe the Word of God. Be careful who you deal with. Strangers, people you don't know, because could it be that you're entertaining an angel unawares? Now, don't come up here after Sunday school and say, preacher, I entertained an angel this week, you know, or this or that. But it is so in Scripture that somehow they will manifest themselves in human form. By the way, every time they manifested themselves in a human form, people would notice, okay? A couple things. Let's move now. I have 7 things, and I won't get them all this morning. Number one. Do you know that angels are interested in the salvation of sinners? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 12. 1 Peter 1, 12. Greg, get that up here real quick, because I'm going to go through these pretty fast. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you. The Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. The angels desire to look into these things about salvation, because they will never be redeemed. When they fell, I mean, when they messed up one time and they followed Satan, that's it for them. And they're amazed, I believe, desire looking how God could look at us and forgive us. A fallen race, man, time and time and time again. And the angels are up there watching. Me and you, I'm going to get into that. We have guardian angels. I'm going to show you that. We are watching that, and they desire looking at these things. Interesting. Salvation, forgiveness, unlike what happened in the angelic realm. Luke 15:10. All you very, very familiar with this passage of Scripture. Luke 15:10. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Often, I haven't been asked recently, but often in the past. People don't ask Bible questions no more. Used to, they did a lot. People used to ask me, how much information gets into heaven? I answer, I don't know. But I do know this. That when somebody's saved, I believe all heaven knows about it. The Bible says so. I also believe, now this is again my thought, that when good things are happening, I believe that news flows into heaven.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.